We have got a morning for you. And I'm talking fast because there's a lot to fit in, okay? We're part of all kinds of efforts. And we have been doing this thing here at Evangel the last few weeks on being one fantastic church, okay? And we're continuing that today. So turn to the person beside you and say, you're part of one fantastic church. Just go ahead, tell them that. You make them smile, okay? And then look at the person on the other side and go, I'm part of one fantastic church. It's a fantastic church. And so we've been talking about all the things that are part of being one fantastic church. And here's what I want to do today. There's a few things that want to happen. We want to look at the global work, the big picture, the whole planet of what this one fantastic church is doing. And so there's a few pieces to that. But here's what we're going to start with. Some of you have gotten to know me over the past year. And by the way, it's 1 year this Sunday since Jeff and I got here. And some of you, I know, yay. So some of you that have gotten to know me over the past year, you have gotten to know that I talk about a specific nation in the world quite a bit. And that nation is Ukraine. Ukraine is a nation that God has placed on my heart, and there's no reason for it except it's just a God thing. I went to Ukraine the very first time in 1999, and when I was there, the nation grabbed my heart. I never wanted to leave. I would have never come back to Canada if I had a choice, but you know, I didn't have a choice. But it grabbed my heart, and it's never let it go. And so I've been to Ukraine multiple times. Some of my dearest friends in the world are there in Ukraine, in central and a little bit eastern Ukraine. And so when I came here, when I interviewed here, and you guys were all deciding if you wanted me, and I was trying to decide if I was supposed to come here, and Jeff and I were praying about it. One of the conversations that I had with our lead team was, I said, listen, God has put a passion in my heart for the nation of Ukraine. And that's part of who I am. So I said, as if we come here and if this becomes part of what we do, can we at the right time, can we add on the thing that God has placed on my heart to our missions? Not to get rid of the stuff that we already have, but to add on to it as we give generously. And they said, yeah, that would be fine. And so what happened was a few months ago, I got a phone call that some friends of mine were going to be in Montreal today. Today. And these are Pastor Vadim and Tanya Inyutenko, and they are from Poltava, the city of Poltava. Say that with me. Poltava. There you go. In central Ukraine. And they are friends of mine who I have met several times over years. They are part of a network of churches that are church planting churches. And so they are part of this awesome network, and the bigger network that they are connected to has planted hundreds of churches. And this is huge because in the nation of Ukraine, Protestant churches are often still considered a cult. And they get persecuted sometimes, and they face opposition sometimes, and yet they are part of this church planting network that just keeps starting churches all over the place. And it's awesome. And so this one that's here in Poltava, they have planted scads of churches. Their assistant pastor, Zhenya, and his wife, Bogdana, are some of Jeff's and my closest friends in the world. And so when I found out that Pastor Vadim and Tanya were going to be here today, they fly back to Ukraine tonight. And when I found out they were going to be in Montreal this weekend, I said, I want them to come to Evangel. I want you to meet my friends. And so I'm asking Pastor Vadim if he would come at this moment and tell us just a little bit about his church. And can you welcome some of my best friends in the world this morning?
Друзья, у вас потрясающая церковь.
Friends, you have a really fantastic church here.
Wow.
Wow, it's great.
Ну, как-то. Мы еще были на улице.
We were even in the street.
Как уже начали слышать прославление.
When we started hearing this praise and worship.
Когда мы подошли перед церковью, мы увидели открытые двери.
When we approached the church building, we saw just open doors.
И я понял, церковь – это церковь открытых дверей.
And I just understood that this church is the church of open doors.
Аминь.
Аминь.
Спасибо, пастор Петти.
Thank you, Pastor Petty.
Спасибо, церковь.
Thank you, church.
Что вы принимаете нас.
That you receive us here.
Я могу с вами поделиться той мечтой, которую Бог вложил в мое сердце.
And I can share my dream with you that the Lord put into my heart.
Эта мечта началась 12 лет назад.
This dream started to come into my heart 12 years ago.
Она родилась в молитве.
It was born in prayer.
Если можно, пожалуйста, включите.
You can switch.
Назад. Первый.
So to the first slide, please.
Yeah. О. Все спрашивают.
Everybody asks me.
Это уже есть?
If this building exists.
Я говорю, нет, это мечта.
And I say, no, not yet. It is a dream.
Миссионерский тренинговый центр.
Missionary training center.
Я верю, что Бог хочет.
I believe that it is what God wants.
Чтобы открывались церкви.
That the churches will be open.
Потому что церковь.
Because the church.
Это ответ Бога.
It is the answer of the Lord.
На нужды людей.
For the needs of the people.
У Бога нет других рук и других ног.
God has never other hands and feet.
Кроме наших с вами.
Except of ours.
Аминь.
Amen.
Пожалуйста, next. Церковь началась 12 лет назад.
Our church started or established 12 years ago.
На первом служении было 12 человек.
During our first meeting we had only 12 people.
На втором служении
on the second meeting,
произошло пробуждение.
We had a true revival.
Было уже 8.
We had 8 people.
Иногда пробуждение начинается так.
Sometimes the revival starts like this.
Сейчас в церкви 230 человек.
Now we have 230 people in the church.
В области, по всем церквям, больше 700 человек.
But in our region, Poltavian region, we have more than 700 people.
У нас 42 миссионера.
We have 42 missionaries.
И мы очень много трудимся.
And we really work hard.
7 миссионерских команд.
All missionary teams.
Благодарим Бога.
And we thank our God.
За всех людей.
For all people.
Которые в сердце свое.
Who have in their hearts.
Приняли видение.
The revelation. The
спасение
vision
людей.
For salvation of the people.
И Бог двигает нами.
And God is moving us.
Если можно, следующий. Это город Полтава.
It is our city, Poltava.
Это очень старый город.
It's an ancient old city.
Ему 1100 лет.
It is about 2,100 years.
Он находится в центре Украины.
It is situated in the central part of Ukraine.
Это областной город.
It is a big city.
Областной город.
Regional область. City.
Да. 350 тысяч людей.
350,000 people live there.
В Полтавской области живет 1.5 миллиона людей.
In Poltavian region lives more than 1.5 million of people.
Размер Полтавской области как государство Израиль.
The size of Poltavian region is like the size of the state of Israel.
Uh-huh. Если можно, следующий. Это динамика роста церквей.
It is the growth dynamics.
В 16 году
in the year 2016,
есть 45 мест, где проходят служения.
45 places where we can have services.
Где-то уже есть полноценные церкви.
In some places we have just normal churches.
А где-то есть еще как домашняя группа.
And in some places we have kind of cell groups.
В 16 году
in the year 2016,
мы начали 9 новых церквей.
We started 9 new churches.
7 сел.
7 villages.
И 2 города.
And 2 cities.
По 8 тысяч населения.
With a population about 8,000 people.
Мы много молимся.
We pray a lot.
Постимся.
We fast.
Жертвуем.
We sacrifice.
И много трудимся.
And we work hard.
Чтобы в каждом городе,
so that in every city,
как есть магазин, где люди могут купить хлеб,
as for example, there is a shop where people can buy bread,
так люди имеют право на небесный хлеб.
Have the right for the bread of heaven.
Аминь.
Amen.
Аллилуйя. Белым выделена Полтавская область.
So we can see that in white there is the Poltavian region.
Желтым небольшие районы, где уже есть миссионерские команды и церкви.
In yellow we can see the regions where we can have missionary centers and churches.
Uh-huh. Спасибо. Дальше. Это видение.
It is our vision.
На ближайшие 15-20 лет.
For the next 15 or 20 years.
Рядом с Полтавской областью.
Close to Poltavian region.
Есть большие области. Харьковская.
We have big regions like Харьковская.
Днепропетровская.
Днепропетровская.
Черниговская область.
Черниговская.
И моя мечта,
and my dream is,
чтобы такие же самые миссионерские центры
to have such missionary centers,
появились в соседних областях.
To have in the close regions.
Если можно, следующее. Это те люди, которые являются героями.
These are true heroes.
Они трудятся
they work hard.
Зимой
even in winter,
и летом.
In summer,
они ходят по этим селам.
They go around the villages.
Иногда пешком.
Sometimes on foot.
Иногда на велосипеде.
Sometimes they ride their bikes.
У нас просто хорошее китайское пробуждение на велосипедах.
Because we have such a very good Chinese revival.
Аллилуйя.
On bicycles.
Слава Богу. И эти люди.
And these people.
Они очень с большим сердцем служат людям.
They serve with a very big heart to the nation.
Я расскажу об одном из них.
And I want to tell some words about one of them.
Этот человек на фотографии улыбается.
This man is smiling on the picture.
Ну вообще они все улыбаются.
Everybody is smiling there.
Вот. Его зовут Виктор.
His name is Victor.
В один день, за один день,
for one day,
он проезжает 80 километров.
He sometimes rides about 80 kilometers.
На велосипеде.
On his bike.
Он ездит по селам.
He goes around the villages.
Ему 55 лет.
He's 55 years old.
Друзья, представьте себе.
Friends, can you
за день проехать 80 километров.
For one day to ride the bike around the villages about 80 kilometers.
Всякие человеческие силы заканчиваются.
All human efforts can exhaust.
И когда заканчиваются человеческие силы,
and when human strength is finished,
начинается Божья сила.
Starts God's power and strength.
Когда он молится за людей,
when he starts praying for people,
люди получают исцеление.
People get healing.
Потому что когда он ложит свои руки на больных,
because when he puts his hands on
Иисус
the sick
ложит
people,
свои руки сверху.
Jesus who puts his hands on his hands.
Когда он говорит людям слово от Господа,
when he preaches the word of the Lord to people,
то Бог говорит на это слово «Аминь».
The Lord speaks amen for his words.
Я знаю, что очень много чудес происходит в его жизни, в служении.
That he has lots of miracles in his ministry and in his life.
И перед тем, как я ехал сюда, в Канаду,
and before coming here to Canada,
я ему написал.
I wrote him.
Говорю, Виктор,
Victor,
что у тебя происходит там?
What is special in your life?
Он говорит, пастор,
and
у нас было водное
me.
Крещение.
Pastor, we had the baptism.
И одна женщина, она принимала крещение.
And while one woman was receiving the baptism,
и в момент, когда ее поднимали,
and when she was out of the water,
и после крещения,
at a certain moment after baptism,
у нее исчез сахарный диабет.
The diabetes disappeared from her body.
Я не знаю.
I don't even know.
Может, на Украине вода святее, чем в Канаде.
Maybe in Ukraine the water is more sanctified and pure than here in Canada.
Но я пробовал, она такая же.
But I tasted it, it's almost the same.
Я верю, что это жажда,
I believe that it
которая притягивает небеса.
That attracts heavens.
Если можно, следующее. Это наше здание, которое мы купили.
It is the building that we have bought.
Вот оно. Синим.
You can see it.
Если можно, следующий.
It is blue.
Это зал на 600 мест.
It is the hall for 600 places.
Над которым мы работаем.
That we start working.
Если можно, следующий. Это семья.
It is the family.
Удивительные люди.
Very special people.
Мужа зовут Андрей.
Husband's name is Andrew.
Он был наркозависимым.
He was a drug addicted.
Когда мы его встретили на улице,
when I met him for the first time in the street,
он съел таблетки,
he just ate some pills,
запил их алкоголем,
just drank with alcohol,
и мы с ним разговариваем.
And we started talking to him.
У него состояние было вот такое.
She had such a state.
И мы говорим, Бог тебя любит, Андрей.
And we told him, Andrew, love, God loves you.
Мы за тебя будем молиться.
We would like to pray for you.
Он сказал, моя мама верующая.
And he told us, my mother is a believer.
Но я ничего не могу сделать со своей жизнью.
But I cannot do something.
Мы его отправили на реп-центр.
We just sent him to one of our rehab centers.
Потом он пошел учиться в миссионерскую школу.
And after that he went through missionary school.
И 3 года он был в миссионерской команде мужской.
And he had been for 3 years in our missionary team.
Эта девушка Алла.
This lady, her name is Alla.
7 лет она была наркозависимой.
She had been a drug addicted for 7 years.
Она тоже была в миссионерской команде.
She also went through missionary team.
И они там познакомились.
And they get acquainted there.
Сегодня у них прекрасная семья.
And now they have a great family.
Врачи говорили, что не будет детей.
Doctors told them that they would have no children.
И Бог дал им двойное благословение.
But God gave them double blessing.
Двойную порцию.
Double portion.
Аминь.
Amen.
Бог чудесный.
They have twins, twin girls.
Аминь. Все, последний. Next. Это мечта.
And it is dream.
Которая когда-то ничего не было.
It one day appeared in my heart. We had nothing.
Не было людей.
We had no people.
Не было денег.
We had no money.
Не было ничего.
We had nothing.
Сегодня это становится реальностью.
But today it becomes a reality.
Когда-то я взял своего ребенка на плечи.
One day I put my daughter on my shoulders.
Моей девочке было 2 года.
She was only 2 years.
Я повесил большую карту.
And I put a big map on the wall.
Полтавской области.
Of our Poltavian region.
Отметил точки.
Put the dots.
Где будут церкви.
Where I would like to have the churches.
И не было ничего.
And we had nothing.
Была одна мечта.
Only a dream.
От Бога.
From God.
Я просто ходил часами и молился. Сегодня я вижу реальность.
And now it became a reality.
В тех всех местах, где были отмечены точки.
And all these places where I just draw the dots.
И уже намного больше.
And even more.
Есть церкви.
There are churches.
Это чудо Божье.
And it is a miracle from God.
Я благодарен Богу.
And I'm so thankful to God.
Он верный.
Because he is faithful.
Аминь.
Amen.
I'm on mic 4. There we go. Amen. God bless. Thank you so much for coming and sharing your heart, your ministry, your mission with us. What an exciting time, Ukraine. We have a strong focus on missions at Evangel. And for years, you have given and supported families all around the world. We have 11 families that we support from this body of believers. We support them to several thousands of dollars a year that go towards their budget for their personal lives, for their day-to-day living, but also to expand the kingdom through the ministries that God has given to them. And we have a special guest today. We would love for you, many of you have already met them. You know them. They've been here before. But we have, all the way from Guatemala today, we have Hector and Ruth Aragon. Will you welcome them today? Good morning and welcome.
Good morning to you, Evangel.
What an exciting time for us to be a part of your day today. And welcome to our service this morning, Hector and Ruth. We're excited. We're so grateful for your ministry, for your commitment in Guatemala, for the service that you do. I'd like to ask you a couple questions. Maybe you could give us a little window into your daily lives, into how things operate for you guys. We know your ministry a little bit. We understand that you've come and you've shared that. But we want to know a little bit about your day-to-day operations. What's it like to live outside of your familiar culture and into another country? So maybe you can share with us some of the challenges that you have, just the cultural challenges that you have on a day-to-day basis, things that you would have to navigate on any given day, things that we don't understand or don't know about.
Thank you, Pastor Bob. We appreciate your support and some of the challenges that we like to share with you is the fact that we live amongst people whose government, elected government, has been corrupted for the last 30 years or more. So a lot of not contentment, people not happy, very little or no investment in social programs, education, health. So groups go out in the streets and protest. They demonstrate often and cause traffic jams. That is one of the cultural challenges that we live day to day.
Right. Very good. It's always a challenge when government doesn't necessarily work on your side or is favorable to even your presence. We experienced a little bit of that in Thailand, where the government, they were glad we were there because of the investment that we had financially, but they did not want us to influence their countries. And so they often worked against you, even when you were there. So we understand that a little bit. Tell us, are you able to celebrate some familiar festivals, you know, things that you're comfortable with from Canada? Or how do you refresh yourself? What kind of things that you do to kind of stay connected to Canada and to your home countries?
Thank you very much. Our cities are not as well designed as our Canadian cities, so there is very little or no safe places developed, like green areas or parks. So sometimes we just decide to stay home. That's an option. Or going 2-hour drive south to the Pacific Ocean just for the day. We do it once or twice a year and enjoy a relaxing seafood lunch at the ocean.
Very good. So that's where you can find your energy. That's where you can get some rest and kind of clear your head and get away from things a little bit. That's exciting. Very good. What are some of the challenges that you face in sharing the gospel? What are some of the resistances that you come up against?
Well, to give you a little bit of a background information, the Spanish conquistadores 500 years ago brought Catholicism, and 20% of the population is said to be born-again believers. So, if you have not received Jesus in your heart and have not asked him to rule and reign in your life, at least you have a bunch of people that do believe in God. Very little challenges. We have freedom to go into the schools, hospitals, and also central plazas, and pretty much without permission, in a friendly way, we can share how much of a blessing Jesus has been to our hearts.
Fantastic. It's great to hear. What can we pray for today? We want to pray for you and Ruth today. What can we pray for? What's your most urgent need today?
Thank you. Please pray for divine wisdom, or pray with us for our children, three girls living in Ontario, and effectiveness in ministry.
Okay, we'll do that. Folks, can you just reach out a hand towards Hector and Ruth today? This is live. This is in their home, in their community, where they share, where they serve, and they need our support. They need our encouragement today. And they need to hear God just move in their life. So let's pray for them. Father, we thank you for Hector and Ruth. We thank you for the ministry. Lord, we pray that you would just anoint them and use them today in a special way, that you'd give them wisdom and understanding to navigate the government and the cultural differences. We ask that you would be with their daughters. How hard it is to be separated from your family, to be several miles away, to be several flights away from home and from family. So, Lord, we just pray that you would be with the girls, that you would strengthen them, and that you would use them in their own communities to share the gospel. We thank you for the investment that you have placed in their lives through the experience of global working. And, Lord, we pray today that you would just give Hector and Ruth strength, that you would encourage them. We thank you that you have allowed us to be a part of their ministry, that you have allowed us to partner with them, that we can be an extension of ministry around the world through the giving and the support and the prayer life of Evangel. So, Lord, anoint them, use them, empower them today. We thank you for them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Can we give them a hand tonight? These are some of our heroes today, right? Thank you, guys. Thanks so much for being with us today. God bless.
Thank you.
Amen. Technology, eh? Isn't it great? We can have them right in our service on a Sunday morning, and we can be a part of their living room. God bless, and thank you so much, folks. We'll be in touch soon. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
What a great opportunity to share the heart of missions today. As most of you know, we spent 7 years serving in Thailand and in Southeast Asia. And I want to encourage you to be a part of missions in some capacity. Find a way that you can get connected to be either to a global worker or just to be thinking globally on how you can serve. When I was growing up, I had an uncle who was a missionary, and he would come every year and he would share about missions. And I would, from a very young age, I was interested in missions, but I always justified my lack of involvement in missions because I said I wasn't called to be a global worker. And I kind of removed myself as much as I loved them and I supported them, and we encouraged our global workers at any opportunity we had. There always seemed to be a little bit of a separation from my calling or what I believe who I was as a Christian and who they were as missionaries. There was always seemed to be a little bit of a gap, a little bit of a separation. And for years, I did some pastoral ministry, and then we traveled around and we shared the gospel in the U.S. just in our familiar culture and doing some familiar things. And I remember being approached by an organization asking if we would come and we would take over an organization in North America that would support Southeast Asia. And we looked at the opportunity, we had prayed about it, and I finally went back to the board of directors for that organization. I said, you know, I really don't feel that I'm called to Southeast Asia. I don't feel that that's my calling. I've always served in North America, and I've always, in my mind and my spirit, always had this separation between global working and what I did at home. I could pray and I could give, but there was a separation. And I shared with them, I said, you know, I don't really feel called to Southeast Asia. And they stopped the conversation and they responded this way. They said, we're not looking for somebody who's called to Southeast Asia. We're looking for somebody who's called to the lost. And I thought, well, that's me. I'm called to the lost. And it changed my thinking about global work. It changed my thinking about serving in a foreign land. And I began to pray, not call me here or call me there, but I began to pray, God, match my skill set, the seasoning that you've done in my life, match that with an opportunity to serve you. And God took me from what I was doing in North America, and he took our family to Southeast Asia, and we began to work and serve in Southeast Asia with the giftings and the skill set and the seasoning that God had done in my life. And that reconnected me with global working. That began to put a thought in my mind at all points to say, today, I'm a global worker. Whether I was in Ottawa or Southeast Asia or at Evangel in Montreal, today I'm a global worker. I'm serving the kingdom. I'm thinking globally. I'm reaching across the seas even today as we speak with Hector and Ruth. We're a partner. We're a part of their ministry and their opportunity. And I say, God, today I'm a global worker. I'm standing with them. I'm serving them. I'm praying for them. And when we began to model our ministry in Southeast Asia, we did some non-formal education to at-risk people. And we began to expand that. And there was always a challenge, and we heard a little bit from Hector, there's always a challenge in sharing the gospel, especially in a country that does not accept Christianity or where there's government that's there's constant pushback. And so when we shared the gospel in Southeast Asia, here's what the Thai people heard. We would say, Jesus died for our sins. He did nothing wrong. He was blameless. He was a spotless sacrifice. And he died so that we could have forgiveness of sin. And he rose again from the grave so that we could have everlasting life. What they hear is, he did nothing wrong and died a criminal's death. That's bad karma. And they call him the bad karma God, and they step away from him. And most of the people that we would contact with, when we began to share the gospel the way it was familiar to us in North America, they would step back and they would step away and they would say, no, that's the bad karma God. I'm afraid to even talk about it in case bad karma comes my way. And so there was this huge separation. So we began to pray, God, how can we connect? How can we connect with people that don't understand the gospel the same way that we do? How can we find a way where we can relate the gospel to them in a way that they're going to get it, they're going to understand it? And we go to Luke 10. Jesus sent out the 72 and he laid out how we share the gospel. He laid it out in Luke 10. Be a person of peace. Go find somebody of peace. Be peaceful. And quickly, I'll just go through this. The second thing was stay there and eat. They walked to where they were going. So they didn't really leave their culture a whole lot, but it was enough. It was significant enough that they had to understand and be told, eat whatever's put in front of you. Because likely something's going to be a little different than what you're expecting and what you are used to. And so there's instruction to understand the culture. Learn the culture a little bit. And then Jesus told them, then find out what their needs are. Begin to meet their needs. If they're hungry, feed them. If they're thirsty, find water for them. If they are sick, then pray for them and heal them. Then number four, it says, then tell of my kingdom. So we go as peace. We find peaceful people. We go in peace to the community. And then we just kind of understand the culture a little bit. And then we begin to meet the needs, and then we share of his kingdom. Folks, that's a plan that we can take outside our doors today. That's global work. That's a global understanding of God's perspective for how we share God's love, even in our own community. It's not something that we have to wait until we go to a foreign field, but we can do that right in our own community. Because there are cultural differences among us here. There are cultural differences in our community. And God's kind of teaching us, this is what we need to do. We need to just begin to love our neighbors and communicate. And we begin to think globally. When we realize that we already have the skills, the tool, and the seasoning to serve God globally, then we begin to think bigger picture. We begin to partner on a bigger scale with those that we have on a regular basis that we support and serve, like Hector and Ruth. And today we just want to take a few minutes before we close to highlight some of our other global workers that we support so that their face can be in front of you today, that we can pray for them, that we can encourage them today. So we're just going to go through a quick list. Of course, Hector and Ruth, they're in Guatemala doing Child Care Plus. They have 17 schools. They're engaged in preaching and teaching on a regular basis. And then we have Michelle and Luis Charbonneau in Haiti. Serving with children's ministry. They have children and youth churches. 1,400 children will come in the course of their week that they can serve, that they feed, that they share the gospel with. They have 650 children that are connected to Child Care Plus programs that serve them. And then we have our own Dino right here from Evangel, who serves in Cuba. One of our own, we support some of the work of the missions of the churches that they have down there in giving them materials where they can build churches and also equip them with some sound systems so they can share the gospel. We have Joy Johnson in Uganda. She is equipping the African church for cross-cultural and international missions. They are training missionaries in Uganda. They are reaching their own communities, their own. They're taking the global workers from Uganda, their nationals there, and they're sending them out across the continent of Africa.
Joy Johnson is heavily involved in that ministry. Frank Yerlich in India. I remember sitting with Frank one time in Southeast Asia. We were just having a conversation. He began to talk about the ministry that he has to the children. For 38 years, he's been in India. And he began to share about some of the ministry that he was doing there and the thousands of children that they've reached over the years. And now they've raised up leaders from those orphanages and from those children's ministry. They've raised up leaders that now are directors and international directors of these organizations. And they base themselves in India. And as we're sharing there, somebody in the group spoke up and they said, "Do you know how Frank got to India so that he could serve as a global worker?" I said, "No, I don't know the story." He grew up in Germany, and at a young age, he just felt the call to the children of India and wanted to go and serve there, and he got on a bicycle, and he bicycled from Germany all the way down to India, and he planted himself there, and he began to serve the children of India and share the gospel with them. An incredible story of faithfulness. In Ukraine, we have Paul Lasante serving in Ukraine. Doing leadership and pastoral training, Lviv Theological Seminary, and training centers throughout Russia and Ukraine. We also have Helen McMinn in Kenya. She's been serving there since 1974, a global worker that has gone at a young age to serve the gospel and to serve the people of Kenya. We have Don and Marie Jose Mann. How many know them, right? Former pastors here. We're so thankful for their ministry that they could serve in South Africa. They have three focuses. They are the CLI, the Commissioning of Lifestyle and Integrity in Africa. They do the BCA, Bridging China and Africa, and also do micro enterprises, developing small communities of investment where they would loan out a little bit of money and the locals would then start a business and that business would then turn a profit and they begin to support families and neighborhoods and communities. They would use those as tools to make relationships and connections and then begin to share the gospel with people. Pierre Paradis in South Africa, also with missions, exposure and training. Training nationals to become global workers. And then we have also somebody that we cannot mention that is in a restricted access nation. And because of persecution and threat against their life, we can't mention their name or where they are. But we have a family that we support that's in a restricted access nation where we support them financially and pray for them and hold them up in prayer so that they can continue to do God's work. And also then finally, our 11th global worker that we support is Debbie Surgesing. Many of you know Debbie. She's been around Evangel. She's from Ottawa. When I was just this high, she was my Sunday school teacher at Ottawa Bethel. She taught me Sunday school. So I have a very close relationship and a fond relationship with Debbie Surgesing. Some of my family members have been to visit several of these missionaries. My father has been with Debbie. He's also been down with the Charbonneaus and serving. So there is a close connection to a lot of these families. And we've served these families for a long, long time, folks. And we will continue to serve them, hold them in prayer, and financially support them as they continue to go. But as a church, we want to expand, do we not? We want to grow. We want to reach further into the kingdom than we already are and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so I've met with the missions committee and we desire to continue serving those that we have had for many, many years. But we want to begin to add new nations and new families and new global workers to our system and to our family here. And so I want you to be in prayer about God, what God would have for us as we would begin to reach out beyond our influence over the last several years into new opportunities. The missions committee, as we met, they asked some good questions about, are we going to continue with who we have? And we talked about having new families, but we also talked about doing some trips, some global trips in 2017. And so we're thinking, there's nothing on the agenda right now, but we're thinking that possibly we'd love to do something in Ukraine. I would also love to do something in Southeast Asia. And possibly maybe even one or the other or both or maybe something completely different in Central America. So continue to pray about what God would have us do as a church as we continue to reach out across the globe in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our missions budget is our missions and outreach is about $81,000 a year. $69,000 of that goes directly to supporting our missionary families. And to date, folks, we've raised over 50% of our missions budget for this next year. We still have 7 months to go. That's great news, folks. We thank you for your heart that supports the missions endeavors. We thank you for your financial giving that continues to allow us to share the gospel through these families. And that's not counting any of the other outreaches that we've done, like City Reach, Broussard, or any of those things. That's just focused on our global workers and sharing the gospel. We'd love to see that increase. It's around $81,000. We'd love to see us hit about $100,000 so that we have money for projects as well, or emergencies if some of these families need a vehicle. We have nothing extra in the budget to be able to help them. But if there was a crisis, we'd love to have a reserve where we could reach in and help them and support them and take that financial burden and worry away from them. So we'd love to see those missions endeavors increase. We have a banquet planned for sometime in late April. We're going to expand on our opportunities and grow. But we want you to be in continued prayer for our missionaries as they continue to serve around the world. But we want to pray for them right now, those 11 families. Will you stand with me that we could just reach out to them and pray for them? They have needs today. They're separated from their families. They're in cultures that could be very, very difficult, stressful, and trying on them. And we need to lift them up and hold them up in prayer today. Can we do that? Let's pray for those 11 families. Father, we thank you for our global workers. We thank you for the privilege that you've given us to support them, to pray for them, to encourage them. And Lord, I ask that today in those many countries where Evangel has a presence, I ask, Lord, that your favor would rest on those global workers, that you would anoint them today to serve in their communities, that you would give them mental health today, that you would restore their bodies and give them physical strength, that you would find a way that they could relax and have that stress of the culture removed from them today. Father, we know what it is to have that cultural stress, the traffic patterns, the heat in some of those countries, the government, the visas, the work permits, the constant threat of imprisonment, the challenges, the hatred towards the Christian word, the Christian message. So, Father, I just pray for protection. We pray for healing. We pray for strength in their bodies. And we ask that you would anoint them and use them, that you would give them creative ways to share the gospel. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you for your strength today. Encourage them. Encourage us. Remind us to be praying for them. Put them before us every day. We thank you for the opportunities you give us here in Montreal to serve as global workers. Continue to give us a heart to reach out into our communities. That even as we reach out here, we are a part of that global reach to share the gospel. We thank you for this. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Folks, thank you so much for coming today. We're excited for our global workers. Continue to hold them up in prayer. Continue to support them. If you have their emails, send them an email. If you need their email address, contact us at the office and we'll send that out to you. You can go to the website and pick up a lot of that information. Stay and have a coffee down at the cafe downstairs. Thank you so much for coming. God bless you as you go.